So we are in a bear market, and more countries in the world will very likely declare over the course of the next few weeks or months to be in an economic recession. What I want to talk about today is the implications of this for two categories, investors and founders of startup projects. There are, of course, many other angles that are also important for governments, for traders of public stocks or cryptocurrencies. But I want to focus on the two groups that I mentioned just now. When we think about investors, we think about them as a homogeneous group. But in reality, there are many different types of investors. Angel investors who put in their own money in the projects. Managers of venture capital firms who invest the money provided to them by their limited partners, family offices that handle the wealth of a single family or multi-family offices that do the same for multiple families on a professional basis. Institutional investors, such as pension funds, for example. And of course, each of these have slightly different incentives, perspectives, time frames, expectations of returns on their capital. To make it simple, traditional equity investments in startups need about 6 to 8 years to earn a return. And that period of time is actually sufficient to bridge recessions that may last a year or two. So it is somewhat surprising when immediately at the first signals of a bear market, or the first signals of a recession, you immediately read that the investors are investing less money or at worse terms than before. Some of these reasons is financial. For example, there is a certain a ripple effect in the investment community where a VC firm may not have capital at hand, but there are so-called capital calls where the funds are collected from the limited partners, funds that have already been committed. Now, is it common that an LP will renege on the commitment? Of course not. Does a VC firm want to sue an LP because they are late or they want to get out of a commitment? Also very unlikely. So another set of reasons why investors will immediately react to a bear market or in a recession is, of course, psychological. During the bull market, during boom times, there is a rush to take a position in an exciting project or a project that people believe is exciting, and investors trample each other. When things are slowing down, everything is more calm, then they can take their sweet time to decide. Now, it is, of course, important for investors to be balanced in their decision-making. They should be rational. And the best ones, of course, are. They recognize that there is a decisive advantage in investing actually in bear markets. The fact that valuations are not frantically whipped up by the excessive degree of enthusiasm of investors outbidding each other is a great advantage to an investor that calmly evaluates and then decides on the best opportunities, not disregarding, but trying to be independent of macroeconomic concerns that may not be relevant anymore 2 years later, once again, in a cycle that lasts 6, 8 years, or sometimes even more. From the point of view of startup founders, bear markets are very hard. Depending on the stage of the project, it can be harder to start, or it can be hard to literally survive, especially if a project is counting on its ability to close a new round of funding at a given valuation for a given amount of money, and it is increasing headcount, shortening its runway, increasing the burn rate, and then the bear market hits, it can be very, very tricky. It must immediately react by freezing hiring or laying people off, reducing marketing activities, especially those that are not directly measurable in an increasing revenue stream. For example, marketing activities that are directed towards branding rather than onboarding new customers. The best teams, of course, are going to survive. And the best talent, even if laid off from a project, will find a new one to help probably very fast. The uncertainty of the many variables that need to be under control, of course, is frustrating, if not even panic-inducing. The opportunity to actually start a project in a bear market is great. There will be less pressure in doing crazy things just because someone else is doing crazy things. There will be less competition for talent that will be available more reasonably to these startups, and will be less prone to jump ship, increasing churn, increasing the rate of change in the teams. Everyone tends to stay put more. The crypto market itself is a variant of these behaviors in more compressed timelines. For many, the expectation was that whether Bitcoin, Ethereum, or cryptocurrencies different from these two main ones would be counter-cyclical to the public stock market, for example, or at least less directly correlated, less directly going through the same movements as the public stocks. So those people were surprised that the decline in technology stocks on NASDAQ or on other stock exchanges and the decline in cryptocurrency prices would be going somewhat in lockstep. There are a lot of great news around blockchain and cryptocurrencies. More and more countries, more and more use cases, more and more users, more and more interesting applications. If certain specific areas, for example, NFTs, have been super hot and now are seen as less frantic, can be also a positive because there are projects that just want to build and want to deliver solutions rather than being distracted by the frothy valuations that currently have proven not to be justified. The cycles of crypto are short. There is expectation that by the end of the year or beginning of next year, they could reverse with Bitcoin potentially achieving a new all-time high. There is a particular mechanism built into the Bitcoin algorithm called halving. This is the reward that the operators of the network securing the Bitcoin transactions receive. Their biggest expense is after the capital investment for the computing infrastructure is the energy cost that they have to cover. And if the number of Bitcoins that they receive is reduced, well, their energy cost is not going to reduce. So in order to find a balance in the equation, the unit price of Bitcoin must increase. This is dictated by the market. So if the market doesn't want miners to go bankrupt, it will have to pay the price that miners request. The halving is further out, but around that time, historically speaking, Bitcoin would gain a lot. So I am not a trader. I cannot predict what is the short-term variation of stocks or cryptocurrencies. There are people who believe they can. Technical analysis helps them draw certain lines, and they believe that these lines indicate trends that will support their trading assumptions. Good luck to them. But what I believe is that the ingenuity of talented teams and the desire of investors of earning a return by backing teams that come up with innovative solutions over large numbers and sufficient amount of time will reverse the current bear market, the current recessions, and we will come out in a few months in the case of the crypto market, or in a few years, in the case of the public markets and global macroeconomic conditions, hopefully stronger, with increased productivity and innovative solutions all around. And at that point, I may record another episode of The Context cautioning around about excessive degrees of enthusiasm, making sure that both extremes of these cycles are evaluated and understood for what they are, in part objective, but in a large part also the consequence of our subjective psychological attitudes.